I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here, off and running another hour as we've got our full slate of Major League Baseball games underway right now, with the Dodgers getting shelled. James Paxton early in this one, 2-0 right now. Tigers on top of the Dodgers there in Detroit. Also, the Phillies and the Athletics, amazingly enough, no score there as the Phillies are coming up in the bottom of the second. And we've got the Tampa Bay Rays. Nothing with the Guardians at home. Carrasco on the mound for the Guardians. Taj Bradley on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays. And we had mentioned earlier, it's going to be a big weekend in Major League Baseball. We've got a Wimbledon Championship coming up over the weekend. And we've got a Scottish Open taking place right now, and that's going to be a precursor, of course, to the Open Championship just around the corner. Smiley Coffin knows all about that as he steps in and joins us here on Game Time Decisions. And Smiley, let me ask you something. What the hell did you do with the weather? Because I'm watching this, it looks like Palm Springs. Like, isn't there supposed to be wind and rain? And what is going on there, Smiley?
Well, you know what? It's a shame when you don't get the true Scotland conditions, because, yes, these guys are shooting the lights out of this golf course. Ludwig Åberg at 1,200 par. And actually, I'm not at the Scottish Open this week. I'm actually in Tahoe for the American Century Classic here this week. Ooh. So that's been quite a scene to cover this event. Totally different atmospheres comparing the Scottish Open in Tahoe, but looks like Ludwig is looking pretty good here through 36 holes.
Well, it's crazy. Now, I'm guessing the weather is pretty good in Tahoe where you're at there. And what do we got going on in your neck of the woods there in Tahoe right now?
Tell you what, I have a set on the 17th hole. We were there all day today. We're going to be there all day tomorrow. Had Josh Allen, nice. Aaron Rodgers, Charles Barkley, you name them, they came by the yep. set, had some great interviews with them. Actually caught a pass from Josh Allen today on a go route, so I guess I'd be leading the PGA Tour in receiving yards at the current moment, so I have that going for me at Tahoe.
I love it. Well, Tyler, you've seen it, now be honest there. Which one of these players has got the best golf swing you've seen?
Marty Fish. He's
really?
A golf swing. Yeah, Marty's wow. he's got the best game as far as just overall. You wouldn't be able to tell that this guy, if you put him on the range on the PGA Tour, he'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. He's that good. I think he's one shot back wow. of Adam Thielen right now, who's actually got a really nice game as well. Him and Marty both played together today, but I look for Marty to win this week. He's by far the best player here.
Wow, it's got to be noticeable for you to say it like that. Then it's he's got to have quite the touch in and around the greens too, as well. Mm-hmm. The guy I didn't think this week. I didn't know what we were going to get from Rory here since he took the last couple of weeks off. But maybe sometimes just getting away from the game, clearing your head. He looks just as good as he did last time we saw him at the U.S. Open here. He's only a couple of shots off. Is he alive, you think, to win this back-to-back again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a golf course that he feels comfortable at, winning it last year. We'll see what the weather looks like on the weekend. I haven't had a chance to see what that forecast looks like. But it's kind of grouped up. There's plenty of players within striking distance. Another player that catches my eye is Sung J.M. Hasn't played well in the majors at all this year, but he's been automatic as far as any other week, around the top 10 for the most part. So Sung J.M., two shots back. I see him as a threat. Justin Thomas was leading after round one, shot two over in round two. Is now, I believe, he's now six back. So he's going to have a big yep. round on Saturday to try to find his way back into contention.
You got Åberg now, what is he, 14 months on the tour here in his professional career. And a month ago, he was the 36-hole leader at the U.S. Open. Now here he is, the 36-hole leader of the Scottish Open. Familiarity here. How close is he? It just feels like it may not just be once he gets one. It feels like they're going to start rolling with this kid.
I think so. And part of me, if he was to win this week, the Scottish Open, I'd like to see him win the Open Championship. And I just don't want him to win the week before and then just kind of be deflated, because I really would love to see Ludvig be the fourth major champion of the year. I mean, it's been a really great major season. We're talking about Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters, Xander Schauffele winning the PGA Championship, and Bryson DeChambeau winning at the U.S. Open. And then if a guy like up-and-comer like Ludvig Åberg was to win the Open Championship, or heck, maybe even Rory McIlroy, I think we're lining up to have, I think, an incredible Open Championship. And I think you're going to see some names really start to fight towards the top of this leaderboard to see who's going to be the player that starts to really find their form and try to find their way to peak for the last major of the season.
I don't think Jordan Spieth missed the cut here. Any idea on what's going on? He shows flashes, and then he just blows up in one round, and I can't figure out. Is it above the shoulders? What is going on with Jordan Spieth right now, who should be much better than what he's shown us?
He's made some technical changes for the better for his driver. He's been driving it fantastic this year. The iron game's been probably some of the worst iron play he's had in his career. Oh. Normally a fantastic iron player. And he's been dealing with a wrist injury. And I think there's been a little bit of not comfortable with, exactly what his wrist is giving him day in and day out. So I think there's a little bit of a factor with that, knowing that you're hitting the ground more with an iron versus a driver. It's on a tee. You have to factor that in a little bit. But I also think maybe that there's swing thoughts with the driver that are working really well that aren't translating quite as well throughout the rest of his bag, especially since he's picked up a lot of speed too. So there's golf is such a tough game, and you can be on the range and everything feels so great, but it takes such touch and feel to be able to hit shots pin high out on the PGA Tour. When we were talking about a 10-mile-an-hour crosswind, holes cut on the right side of the hole, and you got to hit a fade from 200 yards away. And it's just, you can't have any doubts, and you have to have all the confidence to be able to just go out there, take what you know you can play with and just play golf. And sometimes when you just, and it doesn't feel right, it makes it really difficult to execute shots for over 72 holes, which I think he's doing a really good job of executing shots. He's just not doing it over the course of 72 holes.
I thought the iron play was trending in the right direction heading into this week, and then it, with no conditions, it just kind of escaped him again. And maybe this is not a bad thing as they get ready to head into the final major of the year. No Scotty here too, so good thing, because he even said he looks like he's been worn down here a little bit over the last couple of months here. So maybe this is a good thing for Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can make a debate that it's important to play the week of. I think he's a guy that, if my memory serves me correct, He didn't play the week before the Masters and won. So if we're using that as any indication that he's fine showing up with what he's got, doesn't need the tune-up reps. It's all more about just getting over to Scotland and just getting on the right schedule, making sure that your body clock is comfortable. So I imagine that he probably is leaving today or tomorrow to go to the Open Championship to start his prep. Can take it really light and easy. Doesn't have to overwork himself. So I have no doubts about Scotty. And I say that it'd be great for Ludwig to win the Open Championship or Rory, but Scotty most likely is the guy to beat.
Listen, Smiley, I know you're suffering in Lake Tahoe. We appreciate the time, brother. Enjoy the weekend. Game Time Decisions returns here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decision rolls on here on this Friday as we welcome in our good friend Erica Lindquist, ready to roll here as Major League Baseball, all 30 teams in action here tonight. We got the Tigers quickly out in front of the Dodgers now, 3-0. Phillies are 1-0 over the Athletics. No score with the Rays and Guardians. And they are just underway with the Yankees and the Orioles. And Eric, which one of these games did you like the most, if any?
Yeah, I'm on the first five for Tampa Bay, so the scoreless one at the given moment in time. But overall, it was a pretty tough early slate, I thought. I leaned towards Detroit money line, didn't end up pulling the trigger on that one because you see plus money next to the Dodgers, and that always is a little bit tantalizing, but I feel like, I'm happy to be having Tampa Bay here, just Taj Bradley not dealing with their bullpen situation up against Cleveland's. And, the first five market allows you to do such things.
Yeah, no, absolutely here. The Yankees and the Orioles, we had talked about it earlier. I don't know two teams that are looking forward to a couple of days off than these two, because the Orioles look absolutely gassed. The Yankees can't figure out what's up and what's down. But, boy, is this a game that they need Cole to show up and get a win for them. I think the Yankees need it way more than Baltimore does. Would you agree?
I'm with you. We've only had four starts of sample size, so I don't want to start overreacting to anything we've seen from Gerrit Cole. But anytime your ace has nearly a 6 expected ERA, these are not the starts you're looking for out of him at the moment. Hopefully you can give him a little bit of depth here, too. But Baltimore, number one in baseball in terms of ISO against right-handed pitching, good hitting weather. It's just constantly been up there in Baltimore. Wind's actually blowing in a little bit towards right today, but ever so slightly. So it's a little bit better for pitching. But still, Cade Povich being a soft-tossing lefty out there, I thought it profiled pretty well for both teams. We'll see which side wins out because it should be some runs, should be exciting, but pretty tough at some of the numbers to get on anything. And also, I have no idea what to expect from Gerrit Cole going forward yet.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm with you here. I don't even want to talk about him until we get to the middle of August. But I got to tell you, nothing says lock like laying $1.70 with the White Sox. I mean, it just feels like it's a it's a given here. Crochet on the mound for the White. I get why they should be favorites, but come on. 7.5 in this one. It just feels like the Pirates out of principle here.
Yeah, it feels like the Pirates out of principle, too. Some of these strikeout numbers on Garrett Crochet are absolutely absurd, but he should be limited to some extent. If you're the White Sox, one of the things you've got to be paying very close attention to is what your valuation is on individual players, be it Tommy Pham, be it Luis Robert, be it Eloy Jimenez. You've got to be looking at moving some pieces at the deadline. When you're 48 pieces away from a championship squad, you got to start dealing some of these guys to get prospects in return. Garrett Crochet is at the top of that list. He has a 250 XWO, but 34.8% K rate. But like, as you said before, do you feel good about laying $1.70 in order to get to the White Sox lineup? I sure don't. So that was a pass.
Nope. Yep. We talked about it last night when you joined us on In-Game Live. We were we had both said looking very forward to this weekend series between Houston and Texas here. We both felt it kind of felt like an under. We were waiting to see what that number is when it opened up. Anything changed as far as your perspective in this game?
Yeah, it's an interesting one overall. I ended up on the Texas money line here. I ended up laying it was 125. I ended up getting plus 125 on the Texas Rangers side of things. It opened at plus 133, and it's one of those gut check things where the line moves from the evening before when I do a lot of my betting trying to jump on some early numbers. And I still reevaluated it in the morning, and I'm going to try to short Hunter Brown here with no Yordan Alvarez. This is just a diminished lineup here on the Houston side of things. You have a lot of, I'll call them major league-esque hitters at the bottom of it. Jake Myers, John Singleton, Mauricio Dubon, and Chaz McCormick. But you get Andrew Heaney up there. He's been pitched great in the month of June. If that carries over here into July, I mean, Texas, they could go on a little surge themselves here in the AL West. I feel as though without Yordan Alvarez that you just have to be invested on that Texas side ever so slightly. Don't get carried away, but plus money there seems like the right side to be on.
Yeah, I'm with you in that one. Also, Eric, if anybody would know, you would here. What exactly does Kyle Hendricks have on the Cubs organization? I mean, does he have, like, photos? Like, why in the world is he still being rolled out there to throw balls and get absolutely smashed? What are we doing here with the Cardinals and the Cubs in this one?
Yeah, just bringing blackmail out of it. Kyle Hendricks, 30.4% hard hit is decent enough. 452 expected slugging, that's a problem. No strikeout stuff whatsoever. And the St. Louis side on the other one, like Alec Burleson been starting to get a hot bat going. Brendan Donovan and Nolan Arenado now being diminished to the six hole where he belongs. Nolan Gorman batting eighth. That's a nice number eight hitter to have in baseball, although you're expecting more from him as well. This is just another price that is just asinine, nearly minus 200 to be backing St. Louis in any regard. You still can't get up against Hendricks with it. If I had to do anything, I'd be looking at the Cubs side, as disgusting as that is, and hoping that they switched it over to the bullpen immediately.
Yeah, they lost, unfortunately, they lost Bellinger. That was terrible the other night with the thumb injury, but they've been rolling. We'll see if they can keep it going. And what about the late game here? Twins Giants, Ryan versus Kyle Harrison, his second start off the IL. It feels like a Twins spot here, rested. Are you buying the Twins?
Yeah, I think I am in this spot. 3.35 xFIP for Joe Ryan this season. 3 flat expected ERA. Really good stuff overall. Looking at the under as well, even though Kyle Harrison has to go up against a Twins team that's been second in baseball with a 126 WRC plus against, they have been rocking at the plate here of late. So shout out my Minnesota Twins. Nice to get some actual coin behind them there too. And Joe Ryan does have a home run problem that snuck into his repertoire the last year or two. This is a great ballpark to have a home run problem pitching in. So if he's not getting beat by long balls, he's going to beat up on some teams. I think I really like the Twins in this spot.
Yeah, I like that they had the day off and the Giants had to battle Toronto. I think this is good all the way around for the Twin spot here tonight.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, Eric Lindquist, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time and the knowledge. Best of luck here on what is going to be the final weekend here before the All-Star break. And I know there are a few guys looking forward to that. We'll see you again. Game Time Decisions will return here on The Grid. Come back and join us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions. A lot has happened since the last 2.5 minutes we just spoke, so we brought Eric Lindquist back mostly because everything we just spoke about has changed. And Eric, let's start with the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers game. You and I were both under the assumption, Yordan Alvarez, but apparently he's in the lineup here tonight for Houston.
He made a batting third. And again, this is just like one of those valuations when you have 15 games. We normally have 3-4 days, 15 games rolling out there. You miss one thing under the radar, but Yordan Alvarez batting third today here for the Houston Astros. Changes the complexion ever so slightly, and it explains, I guess, why it went plus 133 down to the plus 125. Now, moving a little bit more in Houston's favor here at a couple of books, but I'm going to stand pat. I'm going to still be looking at the Texas Rangers side of things. That is still, it's just basically Andrew Heaney, Hunter Brown that you're looking at from a handicapping perspective, but right. No doubt about it, I'm disappointed to see Yordan Alvarez with that bet in play.
Yeah, I agree here. We were just talking. Also, there was a pitching change today with the San Diego Padres taking on the Atlanta Braves here tonight. It was supposed to be Vasquez for the Padres. It's now Waldron, and Vasquez has been pushed back to Sunday. How were you looking at this game? By the way, Xander Bogaerts, I believe, is also back for the Padres in a lineup tonight.
Yeah, huge move here for San Diego, getting Xander Bogaerts activated, getting him back in the lineup, and then switching out Randy Vasquez, who's supposed to have a curveball that's supposed to play at the major league level. Haven't really seen it. He's had some quote-unquote better starts the last couple, but been a little bit better at home. But I look at Matt Waldron as a wildly better pitcher. He throws a knuckleball primarily, and that's always mixes up hitters. Being the only guy that's really throwing a knuckleball with any prominence in baseball here at the moment, you go through some of his numbers with it, a 198 expected batting average against, 27.5% whiff percentage, does give up some of the fly balls, which always worries me in Petco, because for whatever reason, this has been the second best ballpark above expectation for home runs in Major League Baseball this season. It makes no sense. Part of it could also be that as we see the weather adjust here towards the summer months and accumulate more sample size, that levels out. But Petco has been playing small relative to what we were expecting coming into this season. And as such, being a fly ball pitcher going up against some lefty power that does exist in the Atlanta lineup, despite the fact that they're still going to strike out at a 25% clip up against righties, is definitely an issue. So for me, Matt Waldron, San Diego, that would be the play here. But I had targeted an over. I have a small play on an over that's still going to be live action, and I have to live with that at 8.5, even though I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I see you thinking you can still get there in this one. That should be a fun one tonight. And one other game coming up on the West Coast, and I am done betting against him, although Joe Pisapia, last time out last weekend, sucked me up into betting against him again. That's Tyler Anderson of the Angels taking on Brian Wu. For the life of me, I don't understand how this guy remains a pitcher. If regression doesn't happen, at what point? I can't lose any more money betting against Tyler Anderson and he continuing to go out there and deliver. What do we do?
We're going to take the under still in this spot. Tyler Anderson, yeah. One of the things about StatCast data is you have to assume with expected numbers that a pitcher doesn't have control over where the ball is hit into play. So the hard hit numbers, if you hit it directly at fielders, well, that's going to be something that the data doesn't necessarily always take full advantage of. That's why you're seeing a 2.8 ERA, which looks amazing from Tyler Anderson, but a 4.47 expected ERA. I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle, but even still, Brian Wu on the mound, supposed to be limited in some extent coming back here. I love this kid, and the strikeout stuff hasn't been as good this season, but everything else across the board is perfect. We're talking a 2% barrel percentage, a sub 2% walk rate. I love everything about Brian Wu. And then knowing that you're heading into the weekend where you can utilize your full bullpens, you can utilize everybody and tax them out for the next 3 days. And Seattle coming off of a game where they blitzkrieged the Los Angeles Angels there yesterday, 11-0, felt good about that one. You have an opportunity to have all of the best pieces of both pens in play. Love the under there, 8.5.
Yeah, no, I love that. I took a shot in the under 4.5 in the first five as well. Mm-hmm. I do love Brian Wu. I'm with you here. I think this kid is going to be something special. The only difference tonight is that they're not throwing out a high school pitcher, the Angels, like they did last night. So we'll see what happens, what Seattle's bats can do against an actual big league pitcher here tonight. All right, Eric, unless I hear otherwise or there's any more changes, you're out of here, my man. Enjoy the weekend. We appreciate the time. We've got much more to go over here, including more Major League Baseball, Wimbledon action also this weekend. We'll get you covered. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Friday. Certainly hope it's been a fun week for you. Should be a great weekend here as we get ready for Major League Baseball's All-Star break. So we've got a number of series that begin tonight that, well, they got a little bit of juice and they're going to mean a little something as some of these teams are still battling for not only a wild card spot, but also, you know, the second time a year, incentives start kicking in, guys that are playing for new contracts and such, guys playing for jobs. It becomes a very interesting handicap, Major League Baseball, after the All-Star break. And both the week heading into the All-Star break and the week out of the All-Star break, I would certainly caution people to tread lightly, as sometimes you don't often get what you think you're going to get when guys know they're going away or getting a few days out, a little bit of vacation time versus when they come back and they're going, wow, I really wish I didn't have to come back here since we're 25 games out of the playoff race here. But that is life in Major League Baseball. The Tigers, you wouldn't know it with them. They even though they're barely a 500 team, they are certainly taking advantage of a lackluster Dodgers effort here in this last week. 3-1, Scooble on the mound for the Tigers over Paxton. Freddie Freeman just hit a bomb, and it is now 3-1. Solo home run for Freddie Freeman there and the Dodgers. The Athletics have said, screw you, Ranger Suarez. They have already put three on the board. In the top of the third, they're now in the bottom of the third. Phillies are down 3-1 in that one. And you're not going to believe it, but the Yankees have given Gerrit Cole a two-run lead right now. They are in the top of the second. A couple of runs in already off of Povich. So 2-0 there with the Yankees. We have no score with the Guardians and the Rays. Carrasco continuing to defy Father Time here. He is all over this Rays lineup. Taj Bradley for the Rays certainly doing a good job of limiting the Guardians in this one. No score with the Rockies and the Mets. The Royals jumped out on Criswell of the Red Sox quickly, too. 2-0 in that one. Cole Reagans on the mound for the Guardians, for the Royals in that one. And there was a lot of money flowing in on Reagans and the Royals before this game started. We still have about 30 minutes or so before the 8 o'clock games kick off, including the Cubs, Cardinals, as well as the Rangers and the Astros. And listen, I love the Brewers better than anybody, and I was a big fan of them. I thought they were a little undervalued heading into this season, where everyone just assumed that that because Corbin Burns left and there were question marks about Woodruff and that this Brewers team was not going to win the Central, that the Cubs and Cincinnati would have been the teams to back. But having said that, how in the hell, in good conscience, is anybody running to the window to lay $2.60 against the Washington Nationals tonight with the Brewers? Like, I like them, don't get me wrong. Peralta on a mound, but no, absolutely not. Maybe Dave Sherapin has a few shekels on the Brewers here tonight, but that price is almost as bad as running to the window and laying $1.60-$1.65 on the White Sox, Dave. I'm not sure what's worse right now, but I'm all over your Pirates here tonight at plus money, so I hope they deliver for us. Fingers crossed. Are you on them?
This is a White Sox hat.
Yeah,
and
I guess not.
Jersey from back in the day. I've been on the money all week with the uniforms, but I've been wearing the Philly stuff every day. Listen, White Sox first five. Crochet has been great in the first five, but they lose the games he pitches. So you can win. I can win. Everybody can win. That might be one of the plays. I like the game under for the total. Ooh. So, I mean, think about it. The team with the worst record in baseball, the White Sox.
Yeah.
-165 right now, current number. As high as -170 today. Nothing makes sense. The weekend before the All-Star break, nothing makes sense.
Ever.
And, you know, we'll see this. There'll be a couple probably big favorites that'll win. There's some ridiculous prices today, Joe. I'm looking at the board going, I don't even know where to begin. You know, there's games late. I mean, the Cardinals coming up against the Cubs, big number, $2. You know, $2 Peralta. Would you say 260? Woo!
I mean, 260.
Big chalk. Phillies today trailing right now. They were big. Wow, what was that? That closing price was 250. But there's some big numbers today, you know. Some big numbers.
There's obnoxious numbers here today. And listen, we talked about this game last night with Skubal taking on. We thought it was originally going to be Glasnow, but Paxton was started it, and they've got a pretty big inning. They're getting to Skubal now. It's 3-2, top of the fourth. They got two outs, though, but a Freddie Freeman solo shot and now a couple of runs in. So this is 3-2, and maybe the Dodgers at plus money was not a bad look here tonight, Dave.
Maybe not. And originally thought the total would be lower because we thought it was going to be Glasnow.
Yes.
Came 8.5 and then 8, and it sat at 8, and it's already 9.5 in-game into fourth. If they don't extend this out, this thing's probably going to fly over. Yeah, the Dodgers plus money on a losing streak. I think a lot of people will naturally gravitate towards that. I was on MLB this morning with Matty V of Excursion, and we talked about Skubal. It's basically audition time. This start is next start. Detroit's going to move him to the best price. So enjoy that while you can, Detroit, because it sounds like he's going to get traded. This is one of those situations. This weekend is so hard, both booking it, betting it, just trying to pick out. I think really a lot of times you find player props really successful this weekend because You got to know a guy's playing. Like, try to do it before stuff, because if you don't get the lineups, the lines fluctuate all over the place.
Yep. It's all about motivation in this time of year, especially coming out of the break. There's a lot of different motivation with guys with contracts and incentives and guys playing for jobs, you know, guys' contracts who are up. Will he have a job or not, even if they're out of the playoff push? So it's a very interesting time of year from this point forward. And I thought of you, too, Dave. I saw a story earlier today, and they were talking about how now that it's at the midway point heading into the All-Star weekend, the number one jersey sales in Major League Baseball, obviously Ohtani is at the top, not even remotely close, which I still haven't seen you wear that jersey. But number two and three, would you believe Harper is right behind Ohtani as the most popular jersey? So you'd buy Harper, and then Judge is behind them. So Ohtani, Harper, and Judge. I mean, I get Ohtani, but Harper, really?
Big market. Big market.
Yeah.
Successful team. And he's become Philadelphia. I mean, people love him.
Yeah.
You know, my brother still lives there. You know Newby. He's not really a baseball guy. Yep. But those Philly people are loyal. They buy the stuff. I got one. I mean, you know, and Harper has ties here to Vegas. So between him and Bryson Stott, you see a lot of Philly stuff here in Vegas. It's one of those teams that a lot of people like. So not surprised. Really? And the Yankees are always up there. Yeah, Judge is always up there. And Ohtani's worldwide. Wow. I mean, they're buying Dodger jerseys everywhere. Japan, L.A., everywhere.
Yep. That's Ohtani and Freddie Freeman, three of the top 20 most bought jerseys at this point in the year. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dave Sherpin. He'll be taking over at the top of the hour here for a little in-game live primetime. And it is a busy night in Major League Baseball as these are the final games before the break, a little All-Star game action on Tuesday here, but got a couple of pretty good ones here, Dave. And don't look now, but the Athletics are beating those Phillies and Bryce Harper 3-2 in that one, bottom of the fourth. Tigers beating the Dodgers 3-2. Tampa finally scored on Carrasco, by the way, 1-0 in that one. And Gerrit Cole, so far, so good here.
Yep.
Against the Orioles, they staked him to a two-run lead. It just felt like if anybody had to pick a side, the Yankees and Cole probably were the more desperate side in this one here, but there's no guarantee you're going to get vintage Cole. I still think this is spring training for him, Dave. That's the problem.
I know. I think depending on how long he goes, I really like the under in the game. I didn't really – we talked about it earlier with Matt on BVB, and he was on Baltimore, and I was like, this just doesn't feel right to take the Orioles.
Yeah.
They had such a terrible series at home against the Cubs, got swept. Now's not the time, I think, to get him against Cole. They'll probably win – the Orioles win Sunday when Rodon pitches, but Cole's the slump stopper. Like, he's the guy that's to hand the ball to. Yankees will probably get a good outing out of him today. And I mean, if forced, I like the Yankees. I mean, they're up 2-0. It was an error that led to a runner and all kind of stuff. So not out of the woods yet. But when you get the Yankees now up in this situation, and I don't want to say a tired bullpen because everybody's bullpen the weekend before All-Star break in early July is tired. But the Orioles burned up a lot of innings against the Cubs. So may leave Kopech out there a little bit. So the Yankees could turn this up and get away from them. Maybe Orioles in game plus 3.5 if it gets to that point, something like that.
Ooh.
But they're not hitting. It's a bad week. You know,
I like
these lineups, when they don't hit all, don't hit.
Yep.
It's one of those situations where it's almost a stay away from.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I didn't want to go anywhere near it, but I would have played the Yankees if I was going to in that spot. I would have played the Mets, too, although it's 3-2 already, bottom of the second. We got 5 runs in the Rockies game against the Mets here in the bottom of the second. This is not in Colorado, folks. This is at Citi Field here, and we've already got 5 runs. So that game certainly trending to the over. And the Royals scored 4 runs in 2 innings. They did. Cole Reagans has got one back. That's another game, Dave. We got 5 runs in 2 innings. The in-game totals have to be through the roof. Now, I get the over in the Red Sox game, but I did not expect the Rockies to have 2 runs on the board this early here in the Mets game.
11.5 in Royals, Red Sox, and in Rockies, Mets, also 11.5.
11.5.
Over. Yeah. So
quickly,
we're getting when you get the runs early before the fifth and you maybe get to the bullpen there, a lot of times you look to play those over, you know, where there may be more scoring. The winning team gets at least a 6, maybe a 7, and gets you en route to over 10.5, over 11.5. I don't know where the top is. I just peeked over at the Rockies and the Mets.
Yeah.
Couple home runs. And
crazy.
This is one of those situations where you go, okay, this is pretty cool. The weekend before, a lot of home runs props. Hopefully Carver put those out on their show. Dinger Tuesday has become.
Everybody hits a home run.
Friday, everybody hit them. Did you see, by the way, did you hear the news?
Great.
Tuesday, All-Star game. You see who's you see who's starting the All-Star game? Did you hear that?
That really wasn't a shock. We've been saying it now before he almost threw a no-hitter yesterday with Skeens now. I mean, come on. This was the writing was all over the wall here with this. If Rob Manfred didn't maybe convince everyone that I don't care that he didn't join the team until mid-May. This is going to be your starter because that starting lineup, I would guess, is going to be, is it Judge, Soto, and I guess it would have to be the Gunnar Henderson, right?
Yeah.
So
listen, if there was anyone that was like on the fence about it, all Skeens did was go out and throw 7 innings of a no-hitter, right?
Yeah,
right before. In his last start before the All-Star game. So somebody must have made a call, Torrey Lovello. Listen, you got to start this kid. Call him up. They call him on the Dan Patrick Show. Break the news while he's sitting in a hotel room in Chicago, you know, because they're playing the White Sox there this weekend. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yep.
It's with the 5th rookie to start the All-Star game. It's a pirate. It's just the makings of all of it for baseball, not just for Pirate fans. I mean, the guy was at LSU last year, and it was a big deal. College World Series.
Yes.
To the mound, starting for the National League in a Midsummer Classic. How can you not be romantic about baseball, bro? I love it.
I mean, listen, what they just ensured was that people who have no interest in the All-Star game in any way, shape, or form will now absolutely tune in just to watch and see how that goes. So brilliant move by Major League Baseball to get Skeens out there.
How many strikeouts does he get, Joe, if he goes one inning? Because I know some book is going to do it. If you were going to put it up with me, we put up 0, 1, 2, or 3. How many strikeouts does he get?
I don't think he strikes out anybody. I don't think he strikes out.
You would bet the 0?
He ain't striking. I would bet 0. Absolutely bet 0. Wow. Because you're those three guys, you know.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Oh, what he's going to do, he's just going to rear back and he's going to try to throw the ball past him. It's an all-star game. That's what everyone wants to see. Your best versus his best. I don't think he's going to be throwing change up. So yeah, nope. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Randy Johnson back in the day had a pretty interesting battle too in the all-star games. We'll close it out next year on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network on this Friday. Dave Sharapin hanging out with us here. He's getting ready to take over here in just a couple of minutes, top of the hour. Plenty of Major League Baseball here tonight. And, Dave, of these late games coming up that you're going to cover here, which one excites you the most? Is it Atlanta, San Diego? Is it Seattle and the Angels? Which game are you focusing on here tonight?
Well, San Diego's a small favorite over Atlanta, so we'll be kind of talking about that. Dane Martinez and myself, he's going to be glued to this Yankees-Baltimore game because he's a Yankee fan. He's got probably at least one or two of the answers as to why they're struggling so bad. Seattle was so easy last night. It went way over. I mean, they brought that kid up.
Oh, yeah.
Just that one of those ones that was like, can't figure out one reason to take the Angels. And the woo tonight. The over is probably the best play. Toronto and Arizona, strange matchup. Minnesota in San Francisco, another strange matchup. There's just a couple games that are just so different. Now that everybody's playing everybody, you get these random throwaways series. I don't want to call them throwaways because all the games count. But I'll be really focused on Texas and Houston. That one's coming up you know, right after we kick off on In-Game Live. We talked about it yesterday. Texas isn't out of anything. This is a big series within the NL or the AL West, and I think it's worthy of paying attention to. Over is what my first thought on the game was. Small lean to Houston before the game, but nothing strong. That's it, Joe. That's it.
I cannot believe you donned the entire Pittsburgh gear last night, and now they're playing the White Sox. Oh, and Aaron Judge just hit another home run, by the way. So it looks like we got there we go. Anybody with an Aaron Judge home run prop here tonight just hit his 33rd of the day. So 3-1 there. All right, then, Dave, you are done here. You're a traitor. That's what I am reading here on the comments from other Pittsburgh Pirate fans. There he goes. Much better. Pirate. There we go. There we go. Now you got to get a Skeens All-Star jersey, right? Have you seen these All-Star uniforms yet?
I wasn't going to do it. I just tweeted the 1994 All-Star game was in Pittsburgh. Meatloaf sang the national anthem.
Oh.
They did a video. I just tweeted it. Wait until you see it. The guys, it's Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. They go up and down the baseline, and you see these guys. But what I noticed was that the home team, National League, all wore their white uniforms. And the away team, the American League, all wear their gray uniforms, except the White Sox.
Yep.
Big Frank Thomas wore this black jersey. And it looked really cool. I wasn't going to do nothing with the All-Star Game jerseys because they got them crazy colors and all that stuff. But I might be in the market for the Skeens jersey because it's the first time. I might have to do it and break down. I got to explain it to the wife. I'm going to let her know that Ranieri said it was okay to get the full fit hat and jersey.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes. And as long as you wear it in the on the first time we're together again with baseballs back, you have to wear the full gear, though. It's the only way it's going to work. I hate those uniforms, by the way.
I don't like them either,
broke,
Joe.
Like you said, if you ain't broke, don't fix it, Sharapan. Get out of here. Dana Martinez, Dave Sharapan coming up here with more fashion tips for you, no doubt, as in-game live primetime is coming up, plus plenty of Major League Baseball. And the A's will not go away, people. Another hit. Looks like with bases loaded 4-2 right now, the Athletics on top of the Philadelphia Phillies. So the A's becoming a giant pain in the you-know-what. Tigers still on top of the Dodgers 3-2 in this one. We told you about Judge in the home run 3-1. Yankees on top of the Orioles. The Rays still leading just 1-0 over Carlos Carrasco and the Guardians. 4-1 Royals over the Red Sox. And this is probably going to come as a shock to many of you, but the Reds are beating the Marlins. Yes, the Marlins have absolutely no runs, but they don't have any hits either. The Reds have 3 runs on 4 hits, and we are getting ready in just a couple of minutes to see the White Sox and the Pirates take center stage, as well as the Rangers and the Astros. And we'll have all the action set up for you here as in-game live primetime is coming up. Game time decisions. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. Plenty of action across the weekend, and we will have you covered. So enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you again tomorrow here on The Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.